From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 18 people, some of them civilians, have been killed by a car bomb in the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, a monitor said Sunday. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack in the capital of the province of Idlib. Earlier Sunday, Syrian regime forces seized a key town in the province, according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Government forces backed by Russian air power captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast of the province. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says it is, quote, good for the United States that North and South Korea are set to engage in high-level talks. But she warned on Sunday that the North's nuclear ambitions still pose a, quote, serious threat to the world. She told ABC News this is a very dangerous situation. She said the United States is not letting up on the pressure to end North Korea's nuclear weapons development and warned we can destroy them too. She said that if North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were to launch a nuclear attack on the United States, it is not going to be the United States that is destroyed. Former Egyptian Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik announced Sunday that he would not be running for president in the country's 2018 elections, reversing a former promise to challenge Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who is widely expected to win. In a statement posted on Twitter, Shafik said, I have seen that I will not be the ideal person to lead the state's affairs during the coming period. He said his absence from the country for the past 5 years has distanced him from being able to follow what's going on. This is VOA News. China's Ministry of Transport said Sunday 32 crew members of an oil tanker are still missing after the vessel collided with a bulk freighter about 300 kilometers east of Shanghai. Maritime officials say the 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis on the tanker were unaccounted for after the collision Saturday off China's east coast. The tanker was sailing from Iran to South Korea. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The missing crew all came from the tanker. The Chinese vessel's crew is all accounted for and safe. This collision marks the first major maritime incident involving Iranian oil since the lifting of international sanctions in 2016. There was a crash involving a supertanker in the Singapore Strait that year, but there was no loss of life or pollution.
President Trump is set to soon decide whether to continue waiving sanctions on Iran, sanctions that were suspended under the 2015 international deal on Iran's nuclear program. The waiver must be renewed every 120 days, according to U.S. law. Australia is set to become the fourth country in the world to allow exports of cannabis-based therapies. The federal government hopes the reforms will help Australia become a world leader in the medicinal cannabis market. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Potential export markets include South America, Spain, Canada, and Germany. Australian Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says allowing exports will help the developing domestic market to expand.
We have a world-class reputation for our clean and green farm products. Put them all together, and we are brilliantly placed to be a world leader in medical development and medical cannabis.
Officials say medicinal cannabis exports have the potential to create a lucrative new agricultural industry within Australia, similar to that already established for the use of Australian-grown poppies for medicinal and scientific purposes.
Health experts say the influenza season in the United States is proving to be more severe than usual, with about twice the number of people reporting flu-like illness to their doctors compared to the same period last year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that in the week ending December 23rd, 36 states reported widespread flu activity. Nearly 2,500 people have been hospitalized for flu-related symptoms. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.